Blog Talk Radio.
It's the Be Inspired with Michelle G Show. I'm your host, Michelle G. If you have questions or comments, that number is 1-929-477-2554. Again, that number is 1-929-477-2554. Tonight is going to be another show where I am the guest. So I won't be up here long, just long enough to discuss what I wanted to talk about. And honestly, I wasn't going to, there almost wasn't a show tonight because it's been a long, last week was a long week. And then, you know, it's this week has been like up and down, you know, things here, things there. And so I was like, oh, you know what, I'm not going to do a show tonight. But then a friend of mine was like, why? You know, go ahead and do your show. And you know what, I'm glad that I talked to her because, you know, I have to be consistent. Because I talk to you all the time about being consistent, and, you know, I need to be consistent. So here I am. So I wanted to talk to you tonight about something that we often deal with and never really pay attention to. Well, we pay attention to it. The subject tonight is, it looks like a loss, but it's actually a win. And, you know, when I do shows like this, you guys know that when I do a show like this, it's because it's something that I've experienced myself, something that, you know, I'm dealing with or I have dealt with, and I just want to, I'm just having maybe a transparent moment. So that's what it is tonight. It's something that I've dealt with, and I wanted to just share with you all in hopes that I may encourage someone to not to give up, not to get discouraged by what it looks like. Because a lot of times situations look like it could be one thing, but it really isn't. It really isn't what we're thinking it is. And, you know, have you ever walked up on a situation or been in a situation where, you know, you came up on the back end of something and it looked like it was one thing, and without even getting like the whole story, you could just assume from what it looked like that it was one thing, but it really wasn't. And I want to kind of tie that into, it kind of ties into last week. If you guys can remember, I did a show last week about don't ignore the signs, because God is always talking. And I told you all that I ended up in a situation the previous weekend that caused me, that would normally cause me to throw my hands up, give up, and walk away. And this ties into that, because that situation that I was in that weekend, I felt like I had lost. That's why I wanted to throw up my hands, walk away, and just give up and say, you know what, I'm done. Excuse me, I have a little bit of a cough, but I wanted to do that. And so that kind of ties into what I want to talk about tonight. If I had given up, because, you know, I did lose out on some things, but it wasn't as major as in my mind I thought it was. You guys know that sometimes we can plan situations, we can plan events, we can plan different programs and things, and as you're planning and as you're going along putting it together, you know, things will come up, things will happen, you find these little bumps in the road, just like I talked about last week, and then you may get to a point where you have to cancel your event, or the program, the guest for the program can't come, so you have to cancel the program, and sometimes that will discourage you, because it seems like, and I'll go a little bit further, before I say that, I'll go a little bit further, like entrepreneurs. If you set out to be an entrepreneur, you really have to have a tough skin, because to know business, and as I'm learning business, I realize that, you know, your first year, it's going to take a year at least for your business to start even taking off. So you can't, you know, you can't really go by what it looks like in that first year. And then you'll have times where your business is going, you know, going great. You're like, you're up. Everything is up. And then you're going to have those down moments. You have to prepare yourself for those down moments, because you don't always know where they're coming unless you're working it and what you're doing is something seasonal, so then you know during this time it's going to be that way. But if what you're doing and your business isn't something that's seasonal, you never know when those down moments are going to come. So you have to prepare yourself for them, because if you don't, you would think that you're losing when you're actually not. And I say that because, you know, like I said, that situation caused me to think that I was losing. And I actually had this conversation with God. I was like, you know what, Lord? And I'm sure that some of you out there have had this same conversation. God, why does it always seem like, you know, I take 2 steps forward and then I get knocked 10 steps back? It's like I can never make ends meet. I can never get this thing to work out. It'll work for a while, but then, God, it just is turning the other way, Lord. And then you begin to question, Lord, is this really what I'm supposed to be doing? Is this really what you've given me to do? Now, you know you've heard God. You know that God has given you the instructions, given you the blueprint on how to do it. But because of those moments where it looks like it's not working out, or that door gets shut in your face, or you get like 5 or 6 no's, it looks like it's a loss. But if I can get you to look at it in a different way, it's actually a win. And I say that because the situation that happened to me last weekend before last, I could look at it as a loss, and I did at one point, but because of what has recently happened, and I'll eventually be able to share that with you all. I can't share it right now because it's in the beginning stages, but, you know, because of what happened, I believe that happened because the door that God just opened is going to take a lot of my focus to handle. And I'm reminded of something that my son's father told me when I told him what had happened. He said, don't get discouraged. He said that little disappointment is just preparing you for the bigger blessing. And I believe that. I believe that. And a lot of times what happens with us is we when that door closes or when we get those no's, we feel like we're losing. But if we look at it at a different angle or a different view, maybe that door closed because that wasn't the door that God wanted you to walk through. Because that one closed, you need to walk away from that door, go a little bit further up. Don't give up. Go a little bit further up the road, because the next door that you get to is the one that he intended for you to get to. He intended for you to walk in, and it's going to be a whole lot better than what you were trying to go through in that other door. And 9 times out of 10, That's what it is. So when we think we're losing, we're actually winning. Because we always have to remember that there are things that we have to be processed through. So you're going to go through some hurt. You're going to be disappointed in some areas. There are things that are not going to go right. And, you planned that big event. You planned that big event, and you ended up having to cancel it. But it's okay. Because that doesn't mean that God didn't want you to have it. It may have meant that he didn't want you to have it right then, or maybe something was going to happen at that event that was going to cause you some difficulties behind it. So he didn't allow that to happen so that you can go forward. So it looked like you lost because you had already had everything out. You had the flyers out. You had people that were going to be coming, and you had to cancel it. So it looked like a loss. But if you don't give up and you keep moving forward and regroup, it's okay to regroup and say, okay, God, what is it that you're trying to tell me? Which way do you want me to go now? And sometimes we have to slow down so we can get more direction from God on what it is that he wants us to do next. Because he's really leading us. And if what we're doing, because God is going to get the glory. And if what we're doing is what God has told us to do, and you know that God has given you this, and you know that God has told you to do this, don't get discouraged. And I know that it's easier said than done. I know that it is. we can say it out of our mouths, but when disappointment is real, and it does hurt, and it kind of, you know, you kind of get discouraged, but what I'm saying is don't stay there. If I had stayed in the frame of mind that I was in the other weekend when I said, okay, you know what, I'm done, I would have actually walked away, threw my hands up, and said, you know what, I'm done with this. This right here, I can't do this. I would have walked away. And if you can remember what I said, I had to be reminded, if I walked away, because I was reminded of what God had given me, I knew God had gave me that. So to those who are out there who are planning things and you're running into little, you know, little bumps and you're running into little walls, and maybe you had to cancel an event. Maybe you had to you know, cancel the book signing. Don't be discouraged. If you just had to cancel the book signing, it's not a loss. Because the win in that is you've written the book. The book is written. The book is published. So even though it may look like a loss because you may have had to cancel or the book signing got canceled, it's not a loss because you still have the book. The book is written. And for all those who just written books or are writing books, you authors, you know it's not easy to write books. It's not easy to write and get everything, you know, get it all together and go through that whole process. So if you had stepped back, and like I said, had I given up, I had to be reminded, and I had to remind myself that, okay, I know this is what God gave me. After I had that conversation with God, now, God, what, you know, you gave me this, right? You know, because I questioned for a minute. But then I was reminded. He gave me this. He gave me the instructions. He gave me what to do, and this is what I'm supposed to be doing. Now, I didn't pay attention to some of the signs he was showing me not to end up in that situation. But it didn't mean just because you end up in certain situations and certain circumstances happen doesn't mean that what you're doing is wrong or that you know, the whole overall picture of what you're doing is wrong. If God gave you the idea for that business, then, you know, then that's still what you're supposed to be doing. He may want you to slow down. He may want you to go another direction with it. But then, you know, after I had that conversation with God, I realized that had I threw up my hands and walked away, I really literally would have been not putting my faith and my trust in God, not putting my faith and trust in what he promised and his word, because I knew what he had told me. So I would have been doubting, and I wouldn't have been using or activating or using my faith at all. And even a little bit deeper, I would have been walking away from my purpose. So, you know, it goes with, you know, not making decisions and moves when you out of emotion. And we're emotional beings. You know, especially us women, we're emotional beings. And there are some men who, you know, who are emotional as well, but we don't need to make decisions when we're emotional, when it first happens. Because had I done that, I wouldn't have, you know, I would have given up at the wrong time. And if I had given up, and I believe, and this is what I believe, that had I given up and walked away or said, you know what, I can't do this, I don't believe that the door that has just been opened would have been opened. Because if I couldn't deal with that little minor disappointment, then how would God be able to trust me with this big thing that he just opened the door for? And I really hope that this is encouraging somebody, that it may look like a loss, because life in general, you're going to get knocked down sometimes. Life is life. Life happens. Stuff happens in life. You go through, you have your ups, you have your downs. Sometimes it seems like your whole world is just turning around just spinning around in circles, out of control. And I get it. But even in that, even when it looks like you may be losing, it's not always a loss. And I'll put another scenario with it. Another, okay, relationships. We get in relationships, and I can talk about this because I've had two serious relationships. And I'll definitely, you know, and they didn't work out. And especially this last one, it didn't work out. And not because he was a bad guy. He wasn't. He was a great provider. And I've said this before in the air. He was a great provider. He made sure that I was good. But at the end of the day, when I had to walk away from this relationship, at first, I thought of it as a loss. And for those of you who have had to walk away from relationships, who have been in relationships, and, you know, for me, I just knew this was the one. Because I said, Lord, you know, I knew this was the one because, you know what, he found me. I didn't find him. And we use that scripture all the time, that he that findeth the wife findeth a good thing, you know, and obtain favor. We use that as all the time, but we also have to be careful because still, even though men may approach us and the relationships get started because they came to us, that doesn't always mean that they're the one. And some people are in you're made for, they're just for a season. And we try to turn them into a lifetime. Now, I believe that whoever God has for me is for me. So, and this is my mindset now. I thought, okay, yeah, it was a loss. And I cried. I went through my emotions. I was angry. I was, you know, I was upset. All of the emotions you go through when you've been with someone for so long and then the relationship ends. And in my mind, and some of you may be able to relate to this, in my mind it's like, okay, why does all my relationships fail? Why am I always losing at this? And you may think it was a loss. It looks like a loss. But it's actually a win. And I'll tell you why I said that. Because now that you're not in that relationship with the person who wasn't for you, now you're open for the person who God has for you. So it's actually a win. It's actually a win. So when you think about it, you win. Because when you open yourself up and allow God to be able to send you whom he has for you, who he has for you, then you win. So it looked like a loss. And no, you didn't lose at love. You didn't. It may seem like you lost at love, but you didn't lose at love. That relationship didn't work out, but that person wasn't for you anyway. And you will love again as long as you allow God to heal you and allow God to work out and send you who he has for you. So it's not, it looks like a loss, and I keep saying because from where we're standing and when we're dealing with our emotions, it looks like we've lost. There go another failed relationship. Lord, why am I always losing in my relationships? It looks like. But like I said, that person, you didn't lose because that person wasn't who God intended for you anyway. That wasn't the person for you. So it's not actually a loss. And when you heal and let God heal you and you go through your process and he sees you who he has created just for you, then you'll see your win. This helped me because I don't go through life now looking defeated. Because I realize that, yes, things are going to come up, things are going to happen, things are going to not always go the way I planned them. Because I planned for that relationship to work out. I planned for the first one to work out, but it didn't because it wasn't meant. He wasn't meant for me. And the last one, I planned for it to work out. But I want now who God has for me. And I don't count it a loss. I look back and I think about what I learned from that so that I can move on. And know you may have just gotten a notice, okay, they're laying people off at your job. And I know that's a hard pill to swallow. They're laying off, and you're in the group that could possibly be laid off, and you don't know what you're going to do. And just to encourage you, if that's you, if you just lost your job or they're laying off at your job or whatever the situation is, or you've been unemployed for some time and you don't know, you can't get a job. You've been unemployed for a long time, and even though you try to get a job, you're not just sitting home. You're trying to get a job. You put in applications. You're going out there. You're trying, but it seems like no door would open. Don't count it as a loss. Because if you think back, did God give you a plan for a business? Did he give you a vision for a business and you got it written down somewhere and you just threw the notebook or whatever you wrote it down in, you just threw it to the side because you were working your job and the job was providing, the job was making a way, it was making ends meet, you were able to take care of your bills and everything, so you just pushed that aside? Go back and get that notebook. Because, see, had you still continued to work on that job, you would never start that business. That's going to cause you to have a fluctuate, like going to cause you to have an overflow. You would have never started that had you not lost that job, had you not been laid off. You would have never started. So it looked like, when you lost your, when they gave you your pink slip at work, it looked like when they told you that they got rid of the position that you were. It looked like when you've been putting in applications year, month after month after month, and nobody would call you back. All the doors you were too qualified. You were overqualified, or you were underqualified. Whatever the excuse it was that they gave you, it looked like it was a loss. But blow the dust off of that notebook that you wrote that vision down on that God gave you. Get before God and seek him and say, God, I have forgot all about this that you gave me. Show me what you want me to do with this. Give me the instructions. Give me the blueprint. So a lot of times when we feel like we've lost, it's not a loss. Now, don't get me wrong. You know, I'm not talking about as far as, you know, okay, you lost a little bit of money on that investment. Yeah, that was a loss, but I'm not in that sense. Because if we would take time to not dwell on what we feel didn't go right and ask God, okay, what are you trying to show me in this? Where do you want me to go from here? Then we can get to that winning spot. We can get to that door that he's got waiting for us to go through. The door is already open. We just got to walk through it. But we're too busy trying to beat on and pry open. We got out trying to pry open and pick the lock on the door that he already closed. If he closed it, then what's behind that door wasn't for us to begin with. So don't count it as a loss, even though it may look like one. Just pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and move forward. Because if you can make it just around that corner, you'll see that door that God got open, got wide open for you. You don't have to knock. You don't have to find the right key. All you got to do is walk in it. Because as you're walking from that door that he closed, it may be rough. It may be a little bit of a struggle, but he's processing you. As you're walking forward, don't give up. Don't throw in the towel. Don't look back. Don't worry about it. Keep walking forward. As long as you're walking forward and you're going to trust in God, okay, God, I don't fully know everything you're doing, but I'm trusting you. He's processing you, getting you prepared. And processing is not always not easy. It's not fun. So that's why I say we'll be disappointed. We may run into bumps and things, and we may end up with a couple of bruises. But if we keep on and trust our process, and as we're walking from that closed door, walking, keep walking and walking and walking the way God is directing us, he's processing us, that by the time we get to that open door, that's why I say you won't need to find the key. You won't need the knock. He'll have it wide open. All you will have to do is just walk in it. So when you look back, it looked like it was a loss. But when you walk forward, you'll see that it's actually a win. And there's a saying, there's a saying, I hear people say it all the time, and I've been hearing it since I was little. When God closes one door, he opens another. And that's the truth. I always thank God for my closed doors as well as my open ones. And it took me some time to get there. And still, because I'm human, still sometimes when doors close, I go through the emotions. It's not easy. It does hurt. It's not comfortable. I don't like it. Because I thought that this was the one that was going to work, God. I thought that this relationship was going to be the right one. I thought that if I did it this way, then it was really going to work out because it worked the last time. I thought. But that's why we should not lean to our own understanding. But in all our ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct our path. So with my thinking, I'm thinking, okay, yeah, this is it. This is the one. Uh-huh. And then when it ends up not being the one, you get crushed. You're hurt. But don't give up. It looks like a loss. And it will be a loss if you give up. If you throw in the towel, if you give up, if you walk away, then it would be a loss. Then it would be a loss. But if you keep moving forward and let God process you, let him process you. When you get to that next open door, when you get to that next platform, when you get to that next business meeting, when you get to that next promotional meeting, when you get to that next advertisement, you know, where you can advertise your business. When you get to that next event, get ready to plan that next event. It'll be ready, and you'll be ready to handle. Because who's to say, had you went ahead and that event went on as planned, would you be able to handle everything that took place there? Or if you continue to work at that job, you would never start the business that you were supposed to start. Or if you stayed in that relationship, you stay in a relationship where you end up being angry and resentful, because eventually you're going to realize, okay, this isn't the one for me, but now I'm in it. Or you end up married and then you're stuck and you're like, oh, now I'm in this, and you know, I'm married now, I don't want to get divorced, and you're stuck and you're miserable, you're not happy. If you had just not given up. So if you give up or you continue with your plans, then it could really be a loss. But a lot of times what we see as a loss, it really isn't a loss. We just have to continue building our faith and continue to trust God, his plan, and let him process us. So it looks like a loss. Yeah, I was going to school. I thought I was going to be able to go to school, and I started school, and now I got to quit, and, oh, you know. Well, let me tell you a little secret about me. I had to quit school. I had to quit school when I was going back to get my master's. I had to quit because I got my body, my health began to fail. I was disappointed. I was hurt. And I haven't yet been able to go back and finish. But now I realize that that's not where God wants me to go anyway. And what I was going to get my degree in, that's not the area he's taking me anyway. So I thought it was a loss. And for the longest time, I was disappointed and beating myself up about it. And that's the thing, because when we get disappointed and things don't work out the way we thought they were going to work out, or they don't go the way we thought they should go, we beat ourselves up about it. Because, again, we're looking at it only from the viewpoint of we lost, only from the viewpoint of I can't never get ahead, only from the viewpoint of I'm never going to get through this. We only look at it in one way. So we have that, and if we continue to look at it in that way, we will have that mentality of us being losers. But we're not losers. We're more than conquerors. We're not losers. We are the head and not the tail. We're not losers. We are the lenders and not the borrowers. We're not losers. And I think I've mentioned this before on the show, not sure, but I'm going to mention it now. I often pray, and it's not often, I always pray, God, make me a resource. And I believe that he's going to make me a resource for his kingdom. So I have to remind myself of that, okay, you got to go through this a little bit, because you know what? You're going to be able to be a resource. Because I know that's what I asked him. So I know I'm not a loser. That's not a loss. Lord, okay, that didn't work out. So where do you want me to go from here? That didn't work out because I was probably trying to do it my way, or I didn't look at the signs. I ignored the signs that you were telling me to take a left, and I kept wanting to go to the right. So, Lord, what is it? We don't go by sight. We go by faith. We don't go by sight. Because if we go by sight, then we will all be discouraged. If we go by sight, we'll all be in a place of defeat. We will stay and continue to live a life of mediocrity. If we went by what we saw, it's not always what it seems. It is not always what it looks like. If you can remember in the beginning of the show, I was telling you how you can walk up on a situation and not knowing what it is, but our perception of it from what we see looks like is one thing. And we oftentimes, and I've done it myself, and I have to catch myself and stop myself from doing it now, oftentimes we'll go ahead and make up our minds about what's going on, go ahead and decide what the whole situation is, the whole scenario, and it be the total opposite of what we thought it was, only because we went by what we saw. We didn't see the beginning. We didn't know what happened just before we stepped up. But because of what we walked in on and what we saw, we drew a whole conclusion. And when it ends up, we were wrong. Why? Because it wasn't what it looked like. It's the same thing in business, in relationships, at work, anything. It's the same thing. It's not always what it looks like. Now, I don't want us to live in, be like Alice in Wonderland and live in this fantasy world, because sometimes it is what it is. Sometimes it is exactly what it is. Like they say, when somebody shows you who they are, believe them. So when somebody's showing you who they are, believe it. When they're showing it to you, it is exactly what you're seeing. So sometimes don't live in a fantasy world and be like, oh, well, you know what, maybe I should just go alone because it might not be what it looked like. No, some situations you have to have discernment. And I spoke on that last week. And you have to use wisdom. And you have to pay attention. Again, I told you it ties in together. You have to pay attention to the signs. And just like I mentioned last week, sometimes it's a warning sign. God is telling us and showing us not to do that thing, to slow down, stop, take a minute. I want you to do this, but I don't want you to do it right now. Hold up. There's some more I want to add to this. There's some more I need you to take care of before you get to that point. So slow down. And then sometimes it is the enemy that's trying to distract you from getting where he knows you're going. That's why discernment is so important, so that you can discern which way you're going, what's for you, what's not for you. and we have to use wisdom. God don't leave us out there just dumbfounded. And if we seek him, like we should, and I'm saying this, and trust me, I'm talking to myself as well. And a lot of times, and you guys know this, when I get on here and I talk about stuff like this, it's because it's something that I've just experienced or I'm experiencing now. And what I learned from it, I want to share with you all so that you guys can benefit from it too. And I pray, as always, that this is helping someone that may be going through a situation, that may be in a situation where they're disappointed, they got let down. And like I said before, the door got shut in their face. Put the crowbar down. Don't try to pry it open. Don't try to pry it open. Don't try to to go get through that door. Stop knocking. Because if God closed that door, it wasn't for you. And if you pry it open, and what's behind that door isn't for you, is now occupied by somebody else, that's breaking and entering. You just broke the law. Stop trying to pry it open. If it's closed, if you're disappointed because that situation didn't work out, if you're upset because, you know, I had everything, I put a lot of in this, I put a lot of time in this, and it didn't work out, and I had to cancel it. It's okay, it's not a loss. Ask God, what is it that you got for me? Because I know what you told me. I know where you're guiding me. So what is it that you have for me? And I promise you that what he has for you is better than what he closed behind that other door. What he has for you is more than you had at that job, that they all of a sudden decided they no longer needed your position. What he has for you is bigger than that event that you were going to plan. He wants you to have an event, but he wants you to be on a bigger scale so you can reach more people. Despite what it looks like a loss, but it's actually a win. Let's change our way of viewing things. Change how we look at things. Change how we see things. Change how we see things. It all goes, and it goes with a changed mindset. When your mindset is set on kingdom building, when your mindset is set on being in a better place than where you were, where you are now, or where you were, or not going backwards, when you have the right mindset, you will always look at things in a negative way. I'm not saying that you won't ever think a negative thought, or maybe get discouraged for a moment. I'm not saying that, because we're human. We have all these emotions, and they pop up. But don't stay there. Don't allow yourself to stay there, because it looked one way. It looked like you lost, but you didn't. So when your mindset is set that you're going to do this thing, when your mindset is set that you are determined that you're going to reach your destined place and that you are going to serve your God-given purpose, and you acknowledge him, you seek him for what it is that he wants you to do, which way he wants you to turn. If you want me to stop at this light up here, Lord, and just wait. If you want me to turn to the right, God, if you want me to turn to the left, God. God, if you want me to go straight, God. Whatever it is that you want me to do, God, you tell me. If you seek him, God, I seek you for guidance in my family. I seek you for guidance in my marriage. God, I seek you for guidance, oh God, in my health, God. I seek you, oh God, for guidance, oh God, on this job, oh God, in this business you got me started, oh God, with this program you got me started. God, I'm seeking you. You tell me. And remind him of his word. He knows his word. But God, your word said to acknowledge you in all my ways. So, God, I'm acknowledging you in every area of my life. God, direct my path. And then listen. He will direct your path. He'll give you what you need which way he wants you to turn. Which way he wants you to go, how he wants you to do it, he'll give it to you. And not saying you won't have any problems after that, because that's just life. Because every level he takes you on, every level he wants to elevate you on, you're going to have to go through a different process. And processes are not easy. Processes are not fun. They're uncomfortable. That's just like change. Change isn't fun. Change is uncomfortable, but there is no growth without change. There's no growth without change. So despite what you just got hit with today, despite what you got hit with last week, despite what you may run into in the next week or at the end of what, despite what it looks like, it's not a loss. It's not a loss. Regroup and get to your winning place. Get to that place where you win. Because you do, you win. Get your priorities in order. Put God first. Seek him. And if I keep going, y'all, because I was almost in preacher mode earlier, and I could feel it coming up, and I had to bring it back down a little bit because I really wanted to talk to you all, but if that's how God would have kept me going, then I would have. But pick yourself up. Nobody, those people who always say it's going to be so easy, this is going to be, it's not. Life isn't easy. But you got to have a backbone. If you stand flat-footed and straight and stand on God's word, seek him. We already know in the end we win. So we're already winners. We just got to go through the process. We just got to go through the process. So that was what I wanted to share with you all tonight. And it is always my prayer. And this subject was dear to me, and it had to be brought to me from a friend. Because I wasn't going to show up tonight. I was going to just cancel the show tonight because I do have some other things that I need to take care of. But it's important that I be consistent. It's important that I be here. You guys, excuse me when I have another hat to wear. Like, you know, when I have other things to do with some of my other hats and I may have to cancel the show. But I didn't have anything else to do as far as that. It was just an up and down week. And I can't tell you all to grab hold and to do that. And I don't do it myself. And this show was personal for me because since 2018 has come in, I've had some what I thought were losses. My relationship, my almost 9-year relationship ended. I had to end it. But I realized it wasn't a loss. It wasn't a loss. And I realized, although I was saying, I am not doing this love thing no more. I'm done with that. That's for the birds. I know I'll love again who God has for me. So it wasn't a loss. I actually win. Because now I'm preparing, I'm letting God prepare me for who he has for me. The situation that happened 2 weekends ago. Not this past weekend, but the weekend before. Almost gave up. Was going to throw in the towel. But God opened another door because I didn't give up. And instead of me saying and continuing with that first mindset I had about the big loss, instead of me going down that path, I stepped back and I said, okay, God, what do I need to learn from this? And when I allowed him to show me what I needed to learn, I shared it with you all in hopes that it would help someone else. He's now processing me, moving me forward to that big door he just opened. So I say to you all, stay encouraged. Despite what it looks like, we walk by faith, not by sight. And I think it's Hebrews 11:1, and it says, Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. So we don't see it. But that doesn't mean it's not there. We don't see that win yet. But it doesn't mean that it's not there. And right now, the enemy has that loss of what you think is a loss in front of you. Peep around it. Peep around it. Because your win is just up ahead. It may look like a loss, but it's actually a win. Learn your lesson. If it's something to be learned, use wisdom, seek God, and move forward. But whatever you do, don't turn around and go back. Don't throw up your hands, and don't quit. Because you'll never get to your winning place if you give up. And I learned that. That's why I can talk to you about it. Stay encouraged, you all. It looks like a loss, but it's actually a win. I thank you all for allowing me to be a little bit transparent. I know I didn't go into great detail about those things, and maybe in the upcoming months when I'm able to tell you guys about this door that God has opened for me, when I'm able to tell you guys about it, I'll tell you and I'll be a little bit more transparent about what happened and what's been going on and why, you know, why these two shows have come about. But just know that, you know, I'm encouraged today, and I want you all to be encouraged. So, you know, stay encouraged. Stay encouraged. Don't give up. Keep moving forward. And I thank you all for allowing me, and it's really important for me because allowing me to be me, allowing me just to talk and just to impart and just to share with you all what I have inside me. And, you know, I get excited, especially when I'm talking about God and seeking God. I get excited, and I know you guys can tell that in me tonight, but like I said, that's one of the hats that I never take off. I'm always Elder Gerald, so I can minister at any time. So, you know, that hat started to come out tonight, and like I said, if God wanted me to go that route, I would have continued to go that route, and who knows which way God has taken this show. So I'm just going to go with whatever God, however God leads me. But I thank you all for always allowing me to be me. And that's important to me. When I can stand in my own truth, when I can laugh at myself, when I can make mistakes, when I can get things wrong, when stuff can come up, and you guys continue to be devoted and loyal listeners, and you continue to listen because you're okay with me being me. And I thank you. Thank you for listening and tuning in to the Be Inspired with Michelle G Show. I'm your host, Michelle G. Thank you all. And I'll be back next week with another episode of the Be Inspired with Michelle G Show. We may have a guest next week. Not quite sure. Just look out on social media where I advertise, and that'll let you know what's going on. But if God allows me to speak or to encourage again, then I'll speak and encourage again. But we're just going with how God leads. But the show will be here next week. So I'm going to show up because consistency is important. So thank you guys for tuning in, and I'll be back next week. You guys have a good night, and like I always say, be blessed.